Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Our TVs are alive with commercials advertising medications of all types, followed by warnings of what might happen if you use them. They may be of some help if you don't die from the reactions first. Scary stuff. I aired the following on March the 14th, 2008. It was just as bad back then. As you get older, the more medications you take, the more resolute you must be in following the doctor's orders. When you talk to an aging person, you find that while he or she might not be able to remember the names or birthdays of some family members, they can tell you what medications they take, why, and the possible side effects. One's health and the prescription one's doctor orders causes one to become analytical when one may be susceptible to the side effects of one's medication. One must be able to identify the reaction one might be experiencing. For example, just before leaving home to run some errands, actually, I don't run, I pursue them. I received my prescription refills by mail. I opened the package and reviewed the enclosed printed warnings about medication side effects. I had to make sure that nothing had changed, as I don't like surprises. After a brief review, with the side effects firmly implanted in my mind, I jump in the car. Actually, I enter the vehicle. Not good to move too fast. I'm driving toward town. Holy smoke, my vision is going. It is getting so dark. Then I remember to take off my sunglasses as the sky darkens due to a rain squall. Next thing I know, I'm chilling and I start to shiver. Oh yes, I forgot to turn on the heater. Now my vision is getting blurry, but I quickly realize the situation and turn on my windshield wipers. The rain stops and the sun shines. I approach a busy intersection and stop for a red light. Now I'm getting hot flashes, my heart rate is elevated, and I am nauseated. Another quick, thorough analysis takes place. A pretty girl with a short skirt just crossed the street, hence the elevated heart rate. As I rolled down the window to compensate for the overheated car, a garbage truck pulled up alongside me, hence the nausea. Wow, that was a nerve-wracking trip. That is the price that you pay when you get older. Wouldn't you know it, when I arrive home, I found that I had forgotten to take the darn pills in the first place. Global warming is still a big concern, no big deal. My analytical mind tells me that this phenomenon is emanating from the United States due to an election year. Politicians have been, still are, and will continue to increase the volumes of hot air until election day. After that, they will shut their mouths, go back to wherever they came from, and the air will cool accordingly. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.